Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, the author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer. This is the podcast version of tool number 46. Take an interest in all crafts that support your work. To do your best, help others do their best. If you aspire to improve as a writer, begin with your self-interest. If your story is well edited, accompanied by a powerful photograph, on a page that is well designed, it will look more important and more people will read it. You would be foolish to ignore or belittle that power. In fact, you will never reach your potential as a writer unless you take an interest in all of the associated literary crafts. Cultivate this habit. Ask questions about the crafts of copy editing, photography, illustration, graphics, design, and website production. You need not become an expert in these fields, but it's your duty to be curious and engaged. One day, you will talk about these crafts without an accent. Just as important, make nice with people who come forth to help you. If you do not yet write for publication, or as part of your job, practice collaboration with the people who help you now, friends, teachers, fellow students, members of a writing group or book club, fellow bloggers or website editors and designers. To find the right mood, imagine that you are the author of a wonderful novel that has been optioned to a film studio. You've received a huge advance to write the screenplay. Now think of all of the associated crafts that will contribute to the perfection of your work. Think about the directors and actors, the cinematographer, the film editor, the set designer, the score composer, and many more. Carry the vision of that rich collaboration into all of your writing. Remember that good work takes time and not just for you. Learn to meet your deadlines to give others time to do their jobs. Even if you lack the authority to convene conversations, encourage early planning that includes all the players. The more interested you become in the associated crafts, the more you will be invited into decisions about how your work is presented and perceived. Between 2001 and 2005, I wrote more than 500 columns and essays for the Poynter Institute website. I'm no expert on how to produce a story across media platforms, but I am adapting my writing tools and habits to a brave new world of media technology, including these podcasts, of course. The opportunity to write in different voices, the chance to interact with the audience, the adventure of crossing old boundaries, all these require a richer imagination and greater collaboration than ever before. If you work hard at your cross-disciplinary education, supporting the marriage of words and visuals, you will prepare yourself for a future of innovation and creativity. You can do this without sacrificing the enduring values of your craft. This requires not just the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, but what my old colleague Bill Boyd calls the platinum rule, treat others the way they want to be treated. How does the copy editor want to be treated? What does the photographer need to do her best work? And what gives the designer satisfaction? The only way to know for sure is to ask. And there you have the podcast version of Tool 46. Take an interest in all crafts that support your work. To do your best, help others do their best.